we got another day of NBA action. And with FanDuel, every night is a watch party. So it's time for your FanDuel crew to make their bets. So, what's the move tonight, gang? You know the new customers who bet $5 get $150 back in bonus bets? Woo-hoo, we're heating up, fam. Bet all the stars with all your friends and make every moment more, only on FanDuel. New customers bet $5, get $150 back in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
It goes down in the DM. It go down in the DM.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The founder of Panasonic once said,
"We can lead more meaningful and constructive lives
through the pursuit of activities that will ensure
a better today than yesterday,
a better tomorrow than today."
Panasonic is committed to creating a greener,
more equitable future
for everyone.
Explore Panasonic Green Impact
at na.panasonic.com/greenimpact.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Foie gras, pulled pork, bok choy, squid ink, dining with Doug and Karen.
Hey, everybody. It's Doug Benson.
Oh, good God. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm Karen Anderson.
Hello.
That's the worst opening.
That was not
good. It's so terrible. But,
Hi.
Hey, joining us in the Louis De Palma suite here at Meltdown Comics on a cloudy Southern California day.
A little bit.
It's Monday, October 2030. October 30, right? Because it's Mischief Night. Halloween's tomorrow.
It might rain tomorrow, they say, for the Halloweeners.
Oh, great. I'm getting out of town.
Oh.
Yeah.
No matter where you go, it's going to be Halloween.
Yeah, but maybe not raining.
Oh, good point.
Joe DeRosa is here today with us.
And hey.
I was trying to introduce him a few minutes ago, I think.
That's right, yeah. It's fine.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm a little hungover today.
Thank you.
Had a bit of a big night last night for the game.
But hungry.
I'm starving. All I ate today was salad.
So that might make
cheese.
Your head feel better is to have some good, decent food.
Yeah, I saved up for this meal all day.
Okay, what, good.
Are you a Dodgers fan? Or
not really. I'm more of a drinking fan.
Uh-huh.
So people said, "You want to go to this bar and watch the game?" And I was like, "That sounds like a good enough reason to
the event
to go down to the bar."
Right.
But it's fun to watch the games. I mean, they're the World Series.
This is turning out to be very exciting. I didn't see any of it last night, but people say that it was a real.
It went on and on.
A real barn burner.
Yeah.
It was.
That's what they say about baseball all the time.
Barn I think that's
burner.
An expression they use.
Do they for
yeah.
baseball?
Why not? It's a crazy game, right? Real,
I guess so.
Real ruckus.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't do Doug Loves Movies last night.
Because you were watching
the World Series,
the craziest
well, we
game.
Had, yeah, we had made plans to do it, and I didn't want to bail on
you're
everybody.
You're good like that, yeah. You're
Doug
good,
Loves Movies. Her was a real barn burner.
What do you mean?
Her
yeah.
was real good.
How was it?
Are you just saying that because Joe wasn't there?
How was it?
That seems mean.
No. Burn burner.
All right, we got Aristotle on the ones and zeros,
yeah.
and some food on the way. Karen, who's our chef?
Our chef today is Danielle Hewitt. She's a caterer in the business, if you will, movies
uh-huh.
and such.
Yeah,
private chef to celebrities and these sorts of things.
Okay.
And now she's a teacher, a culinary teacher.
Whoa.
So we can learn.
We're gonna
okay.
have to
we're
going to
get
today,
to learn.
I guess.
When you said for that she was a chef in the business, I had a terrible. I just pictured like her bringing up like red vines and little mini like
oh, yeah.
craft services shit.
It might be. I don't know. Like,
mini.
I don't know who
musketeers bars. Like, oh,
it could
man.
Be. I mean, we'll see.
For my next course, trail mix.
Yeah.
There's no way to
Has
see.
Has anybody heard of that?
Normally, like some of the people we know who they are, like a, for instance, a truck. You can see the menu
what the truck
online.
Is, you know what egg slut's coming.
Exactly.
I always appreciate the free food part of craft services. It's very nice that it's provided, but it's never great. You know, there's always that vat of. Do you think it's chicken? You know what I mean?
High court had a great caterer guy.
Yeah, I have his number. He's so busy all the time. What was his title?
Yeah. Fancy man?
No, he's a craft service provider.
Craft service?
Yeah, craft service.
Above and beyond.
He did. He was always making quesadillas.
He was making chili.
He was making some sort of crazy rice dish he had going.
I saw him make some Snickers, some mini Snickers, put them in the wrapper. Seal it up.
And then he soaked them in brandy.
I did once. Steve Burns, a really good friend of mine, and he had this sitcom called Sullivan and Son. I did an episode of it, but it was a multicam, so you're just like there all week rehearsing and stuff. And it was the best craft service ever. Like they put out 3 full meals every day, and like crazy like buffet. Like breakfast was insanity every morning. Like just every meat you can think of.
Pancakes,
French toast. Like it was. It was awesome. It was really, really cool.
When they have eggs to order in the morning and you're there early. Oh, I love that on a craft service. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't get up and make eggs, you know, really, do you?
Right.
I do.
No.
No.
I know he doesn't.
You don't make. Do you cook?
Never. I just turned down like an entire cooler full of Omaha steaks because there's no way I'm going to make the Omaha steaks.
I would have given them to Joe and me.
Yeah, I would have made them.
No, I know. Lots of people would make them that I didn't have to transport. I'm in a busy office where they produce my show, and they got this box of steaks. So I'm like, you guys can have them.
That's nice. You gave it to the people over there.
Yeah, you know, Brent and the whole crew over there.
Oh, they deserve it more than anyone. Yeah. Way more than me and you.
The high court people.
But you guys definitely, it crossed my mind to just bring them here, you know. But it was like a big thing full of Omaha steaks.
It's very Italian to do that.
Which show?
Give steaks for a present.
I do Getting Dug with High there now, and they were also producers of the High Court.
But you gave them to the Getting Dug with High people.
Gave them what?
The steaks.
Yeah, yeah. Jash. The people.
Oh, the Jash. Okay. All right. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Because I thought you were saying you gave them to a bunch of...
The top guy, Daniel Kelson, will probably just take all of them for himself and his kid, Clyde.
He loves
Clyde.
Steak.
That's how the upper 1% works, dude.
Yeah, right.
I'll take all of these. I don't think he probably won't even find out about him. He'll probably get all snapped up before he even walks back into the room. But why were we talking about that?
We were just chit chatting.
I asked if you cooked.
Oh, if you cook.
Oh yeah, yeah. So that's the answer. Is I even though like, and I swear to God, the only instructions for cooking on each of the packages of Omaha steak is it says cook thoroughly.
Yeah,
that's the only instruction.
Well, you know, meat usually doesn't have instructions on it.
No, I'm not saying that it would, but I'm just saying
you got to figure a little bit out on your own.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, I mean, I thought there'd just be some sort of brief recipe. I think they said there's a little bit more verbiage on there than that, but
they probably have a recipe.
My point is I just still am not going to go home and go to the trouble of trying to make my own steaks. I have a kitchen, but they
pans.
Not really. I lost a lot of stuff in the great giveaway of 2016.
You gave people your old.
I gave people everything. I just gave away. I had people come to my home and I said, just take whatever you want. And some of it was so painful. Somebody holds something up and I go, you know what? You want it more than I do. And I just gave up a lot of my just personal crap that was just cluttering up everything.
What
and I still have a ton of shit.
Oh, you were just like, this is ridiculous. I gotta clean house.
There's just too much stuff.
There's
and
no
it's all,
reason
and it
for
all
me
has
to have
no
four
meaning.
Stones.
It all has no meaning. If it all, if you know, I came home and my apartment building had burned down, I'd be like, oh, what did I have in there?
Right, right.
Oh, I had some pretty cool stuff, I think.
Right. Tell you what, you didn't have a bunch of fucking Omaha steaks.
Nope. Nope. Those are out there in the world doing their
what
steak.
What would you take
thing.
With you if you knew the place was.
But let me say this real quickly. They have an Omaha Grilled at Jash, so we're going to make one of the steaks while I'm there, and then I'm going to get to eat it. So I'm still going to
have
one
that,
of my steaks.
You'll have two foods.
What were you going to say?
What would you take with you in a fire? Because I think I know one thing.
Oh, well, I mean, as long as I got my phone and my computer, I've got everything.
What about your sunglasses?
In a fire? I got. Don't forget the sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just protect my eyes on the way out.
Well, you want to look good, you know.
Right.
When you lost those one pair, you didn't like that when you left. I got to have those sunglasses back.
When was this? What are you talking about?
Oh, it's true. Just trust me. It was a while ago.
There was a time when I lost my sunglasses and I went crazy?
Yeah, you went nuts, so.
My friend Brian.
Did I ever find that pair?
Yes, you were so happy.
Oh, okay, good.
My friend Brian, who lives in a multi-million dollar brownstone in Brooklyn that he owns with his wife. You know, they're doing well for themselves.
Nice.
He left like the shittiest, most scraped up pair of Ray-Bans in my apartment one night when he was drunk. And for weeks he would call me from New York and be like, can you please drop those in the mail? And I would, every time I'd just go, no, you have
so
the money.
To just walk 2 feet and buy a pair.
This is nothing to you. I'm not doing this. You know.
That's like my
but he
mom.
Really likes those glasses.
Oh, yeah. He wants it, those
for whatever reason.
They fit him perfect.
He's used to those scratches.
Yeah.
He can afford some new. You're doing him a favor, probably. It's bad for his vision.
Well, he's actually blind now, and that's true.
Really? So he doesn't know he has scratches.
Now he can strap anything on his face.
Yeah, yeah. I sent him these dick glasses.
He doesn't know dick glasses.
Yeah. He doesn't know.
Wait, he's still got this sense of touch, though, right? He could like finger it and be like, "This feels."
He still
feels like
know.
It's got a dick on it.
Dick glasses. Doesn't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know. It's all good. What do you like to cook, Karen?
I cook it up. I'll cook anything. Last night I made my parents over. My dad goes, I go, why don't we go out to dinner? And he said, you owe me $80. And I was like, all right, well, how about we go out to dinner and then I'll pay for it and that'll be your $80. And he goes, how about you give me my money and cook me a fucking dinner?
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, wow. I swear to God.
Oh, Lord.
Wow. So anyway, I made him pork chops. I made him a nice beet salad with goat cheese and pecans. And I made some beans with chard in them.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It was good.
That sounds very good.
Good.
I love pork chops. I love everything you just said except for the goat cheese and the nuts part.
Oh, you don't? Yeah, a lot of people don't like that. Do you like the beets, though?
Love beets. Well, love is strong. But, you know, I like beets quite a bit.
You like shitting blood.
I like.
You always have to remember the next day, just in case you think you're dying.
I'm like, who slipped some beets into my shit?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Now,
must have had some beets. Just the guy in the most denial. Must have had beets again. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Oh no. Let's.
What do we have?
Keep it cool.
I'll keep it cool, everyone.
Here she is.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. This
Welcome
is Danielle.
To the program, Danielle.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Danielle, what in the world?
Thank you
is
very
this?
Much. This looks amazing already.
Look at how much she made.
You can sit or stand, but just try to head in that direction of this
Hello.
Baby. Yeah, I think you're good. Aristotle over there will tell you if he can't hear you.
Can you hear me? Closer?
I'm sure she's Hello. An old pro with this, huh? Hello? Like that.
Yeah, right?
It's like a phone.
Yeah. Hello?
Now,
Hello?
Danielle, I introduced you as a culinary teacher and a caterer.
Yes.
And
I've done a little of everything. I've done catering, restaurants, movie catering, private chef. I've cooked for some celebrities, and now I'm teaching cooking and baking.
Cooking
classes.
And baking.
Well, that is
nice.
Quite a coincidence, because Joe DeRosa is very hungry. And tell us about the first item here on the menu today.
So this is one of my all-time favorites. It's pizza saladelle, which is basically French pizza.
Okay.
And
say it again.
Pizza saladelle.
You say it.
Pizza saladelle.
Pizza saladelle.
I don't want to try to say it. I'm not going to say it.
Pizza saladelle. My daughter said pizza saladelle.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, cool, whatever.
That sounds good. That'll be the name when they mass market it, you know, in the frozen food section.
Right.
So what's in it?
So I realize that some people don't like anchovies, so the square ones have anchovy, the triangles do not. But it is puff pastry with slowly caramelized onions, roasted, oven roasted heirloom tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
Kalamata olives, and Gruyere cheese.
Important. Right. Beautiful. I'm going to go next with the anchovies.
Yeah, you please do the anchovy. I might try an anchovy because why should I?
Thank you so
be
much.
So
they're
biased?
Pretty innocuous with all the other flavors going on.
Right. That's always a sneaky move with
right,
the anchovy.
This one has the anchovies, right? Yeah, I see.
Sneaky.
Well, it's very good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This is a good pass around hors d'oeuvre, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
What yeah, was in this again?
That's real nice.
A whole lot of stuff.
No, it's so good.
No, it's a puff pastry. I caramelize onions for like 80 hours. You know,
yeah.
I just keep them on the stove until like the whole place burns down. And oven roasted heirloom tomatoes with a whole ton of garlic. Gruyere cheese, imported Gruyere. That's important. And what else? And Kalamata olives and anchovies.
The caramelized onions almost take on like an eggplant-y.
Yeah.
Vibe. That's
yeah,
why I was
like a baba ganoush kind of
yeah.
thing. Absolutely.
This is really good. I'm going to try an anchovy one.
Yeah, get in there, buddy.
Thanks, pal.
I felt nervous. Bad when we were sitting here talking about stuff and the plate of food was on the table because he you know, did what I asked him to do, which was arrive hungry.
Good.
And he arrived terribly hungry.
Don't leave out the other thing you kept telling me. You kept stressing, don't wear a lot of clothes. It's going to be hot. To the point where it felt like sexual like, harassment at a certain point.
It's like one of the coldest days of the year today here. It's like 68 degrees outside.
I'm dying already, though.
Me too.
But it's hot up here, right?
It's not. I'm glad I'm in shorts and a t-shirt. It is no. It's way better than I thought it was going to be.
But you know, like we were here 4 days ago and we were just sweating our
yeah.
asses off.
Yeah.
So it's crazy how hot it can get up here. But this it's very pleasant today, if you ask me.
Wow.
You guys need a really big fan. That's not enough. You need like.
Yeah. What about is that second one on there? The biggie?
It's like pointing that way. So I don't know. Mm. It's not going to really crush anyone but Aristotle.
I really like these anchovies on here.
Oh, good.
They're not. They taste like they're dried out a bit, like, right?
You are very observant.
Thank
do you,
you
have, do you have, like, not dried out, but do you, I mean, that's a very astute because what I did to make them not quite as offensive as what most people think of as anchovies is you soak them in milk.
Oh.
To,
all right, I'll
to,
try it.
To make yeah. them not quite as anchovy-ish.
See, we're learning.
But this is pretty good that you thought that there was something
yeah.
that was done to it mm-hmm. to make it like, that's really impressive.
Oh, I like
you.
Both. I think I like the non-anchovy a bit better just because it lets the caramelized onion.
There's a lot going on, yeah.
Hang it, dance around.
Dance around.
More boldly.
And it's a puff pastry goodness.
I've got a new job for you.
What's that?
Restaurant critic.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I've watched
dance
a lot
around.
Of...
Dance around. I like
yeah.
that.
I watched enough Guy Fieri that
oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like
oh,
oh, okay,
God.
Like that's how you describe it. He does describe it well. Like, I do understand like what he's like.
You just spoke evil words in front of a chef.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
He's hated Karen.
Karen.
Come on, Karen.
The thing... Here's the thing I like about him. Not to, I'm not trying to rile you up.
No, no.
The thing,
chef feels the same way.
I know. My friend is a chef in New Orleans, and I mentioned Emeril Lagasse to him once, and he was like, you fucking, with his goddamn sitcom. Like, he was so angry. Was
that
like,
show was not good.
It's edutainment.
Like,
it's enter cooking. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
But the one thing I do that I actually envy about Guy Fieri is that he goes into all these different kitchens with all these people from every walk of life running these kitchens, and he like somehow magically bonds with all of them. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not a people person like that. I'm always
yeah.
impressed when he's like, you know, making jokes with a lady who's like 20 years older than him with like a thick Russian accent. He's like making her laugh. I'm like, this guy really is just good with people.
I could drink this out of your thick stockings. You
yeah.
know, he's always like saying something weird.
I mean, I'll never forget my first time that I went to Flavor Town.
That's when I know it. That is
the New York Times review was the best.
Read that. Oh, yeah, yeah. They were very mean to him.
God, it was funny, though. The guy just went out of his way. Mm-hmm. Look it up sometime. Mm. New York Times review of his restaurant.
Especially if you don't like him. You'll get a good laugh out
it's
of
great.
It.
It's great. It's fabulous.
This is great. This is, I would, this would be the greatest thing to have at a party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be the most amazing.
It's really, really flavorful. It's really,
really glad you guys like it.
I love it.
I wanted it too. It was either this or the potato pancakes with creme fraiche and caviar, and I couldn't afford the caviar, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, that is perfectly reasonable reason to make that choice.
I mean, I would have kicked in, but, you know.
Oh, now you tell me.
I never had caviar.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, the good stuff is good. The bad stuff's terrible.
I just can't imagine I would like it in any way.
You wouldn't think, but you if you like this, you will.
Did you think that about Dippin' Dots?
Does caviar taste like Dippin'
Dots? Caviar is like, you know, kind of a more of a classy Dippin' Dot. Tastes kind
picture
of like
Dippin' Dots, but like all salt with
like
fish
flavor.
Like if they
flavor. Tasted fishy, yeah.
But it's not fishy. No. It tastes
it
of
isn't
the ocean.
Fishy.
Yeah, that's the part I don't care for.
Do you
for.
Like fish?
It's OG, man.
I do like fish. I'm actually allergic to certain freshwater fish, so I don't eat a lot of fish outside of shellfish.
That's good to know.
But I probably should have told you that.
Oh, sure.
You know a week what? Ago, I forgot.
I was going to do a lot more seafood, and then in my head, I was like, what if someone either doesn't like or is allergic to?
What if we've got a real a-hole up there?
No. I know the things I can and can't have, but like snapper I'm allergic to, bass.
Mm.
I miss out on some cool, like, you know, Chilean sea bass, you know. Like, I never
yeah, that's
that
a good. That's one of my favorite. Yeah. If I'm gonna have some fish, I like
sea bass,
the Chilean
delicious.
Sea bass,
horseradish encrusted sea bass.
Whoa. Yeah, but I mean, no, none of these fish that we're talking about taste of the ocean.
Right. Well, yeah, snapper.
Yeah,
that's a bottom feeder.
They
did. Right
it's got a flavor that kind of dances around the ocean.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Do you ever have rabbit? The rabbit tastes of the dirt that it lives
tastes
in.
Like chicken. Yeah. Tastes like dirt. Tastes like carrots.
It's got a hint of Watershed Down.
Oh, right.
That sad rabbit book.
Rabbit is pretty gross tasting. Yeah, that is a sad rabbit.
I don't
rabbit
like
book.
Rabbit. I don't like a, lot of like what's, you know, what you go hunting for per se. You know, like
game.
I don't like that. I don't like a venison situation or duck. It's always like blood rare
I love duck. Venison tastes pretty good. I could take it or leave it, but duck is way up on the list for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Especially at a Chinese restaurant.
I was just going to say, like a crispy.
Yeah, yeah. She's talking more like in a fancy situation they don't make the duck.
Or quail when it's all rare. That just freaks me out.
I understand that.
Never had quail. Oh, sorry. I cut you off. I didn't mean to step on.
No, I didn't. It was nothing important at all.
I thought you were sorry about not having quail.
Well, I am right now.
Yeah.
You've had chicken, and it's all right. It's
the same thing?
Yeah, it's not the same thing, but you're not going like, whoa, this is not like chicken.
Yeah.
It's like another fowl.
I just made a loud smacking noise into the microphone because I'm so excited about what could possibly happen next. Is there anything else for us to try?
There's all kinds of stuff.
Oh, Christ.
Should I bring something up now?
If you don't mind.
I will do it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Let's do it. We've
demolished your first dish already. I think Joe needs like three or four courses before he's going to be at even.
It's like, this is fun.
Thank you.
It's like being on a TV, like a cooking TV thing.
Yeah.
They bring the food out. Can I have one of those?
But we ordered a person to go up and down the staircase, and usually it's hot as hell in here.
You know who I know you?
How?
Your name. I mean, I know you from comedy and stuff, but Kelly Price, who I mentioned last week, by the
way.
Yes.
You did.
She talks about you a lot.
She's a dear friend.
She loves you to death. She said to say hello. She's so funny. You would love her. And she's the one I was telling you about diagnosed my Hashimoto's right off the bat as if she was a doctor.
What's that?
This thing that it's with the thyroid. It attacks my thyroid.
And she was right?
She just looks at me and she just goes, and she feels my throat.
She's good for
she's a doctor.
Yeah, she'll get in your head about something.
And then she goes, oh, I'm racking my brain. The only thing I can come up with is Hashimoto's. I'm like, what the fuck? And then, sure enough, I get diagnosed with it.
That's very Kelly.
Yeah,
but you're still waiting on a test to be sure that you have it?
No, I have it.
So to be sure what you need to do next.
Exactly. So I have these nodules. Like
she might need surgery.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
But maybe not,
to find out today. And
today's the day? They got to tell you by like 5 o'clock, right?
Well, I guess I'm not going to find out.
27 minutes.
To.
They could do it.
Yeah, they still got some time. Well, maybe by 6. Maybe he's a late doctor.
6 o'clock on a Monday?
I don't think so.
Maybe she's a late doctor. I shouldn't have said he. Now I feel bad. I assumed it was a man.
Well, her name's Dr. Block. You could take it as a man name.
Sure.
The but maybe, you know, maybe she's pulling a late one tonight. My doctor will do that sometimes. I'll call him. I'll be like, hey, did you ever get those results? And he's like, oh, yeah. Here they are.
I don't like giving bad news.
I'm thinking it's good news because I haven't heard yet.
I've been kind of avoiding you. So what else do you think we're going to eat today?
Well, like I mentioned, I did see what looked like a cake.
Right, so that's going to be dessert.
I figure that. Yeah.
I mean, if I didn't know any better.
If she jumps right to cake next and there's several things, that would be weird.
Cake in between?
But she made it sound like there's a lot more to come.
I think I
should eat a little less of this one. Even though it's delicious.
I ate three of them.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Well, you got to pace yourself on this. We didn't tell you that.
No, I'm trying to tell myself that right now.
Yeah.
Slow down, Doug.
Maybe the cake will be a surprise, because if I didn't know better, I would have thought that was a dessert.
Did you take a quick glance at it and think it was cake?
No, because it didn't have toppings on it.
I got excited about how pizza it looked.
I thought it was maybe like a chocolate thing. Because there's a lot of brown in there.
Yeah, it looks like it could have chocolate, and it looks like it could have like walnuts on it, doesn't it?
Or it could be like some sort of like cinnamon sugar kind of breakfasty, kind of strudely.
Mm-hmm. It looks strudely. Yep.
Yeah.
I have to say too, I've never had pizza where puff pastry was used as the dough, and that made a.
That's smart as hell.
It's so smart.
That's so tasty.
It's really delicious,
and it doesn't feel like you just ate pizza. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't have that heavy dough. Like, I mean, we didn't eat like 4 slices.
If you're at a party just drinking, and those are coming around on plates, you'll like be seeking them out.
Yeah,
like to have way too many of them because they're really delicious and just make you want to have another one.
Yeah,
I'm going to learn how to make them. I'm going to go to her class. We got to find out where her class is.
Yeah, you think she'll teach us for free?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to spend any money.
No.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? Though? Okay. You got to kick in on caviar night, though.
No. Oh, yeah. You've been to Nobu before.
How pricey is caviar?
It's expensive. It's expensive. It's
like to bring us a dish with caviar in it, she would have had to spend like how much out of her own pocket? A couple hundred bucks for that good stuff she's talking about.
A couple hundred.
That's too pricey. I don't want them to spend that kind of money.
I'm binge watching Perfect Strangers right now.
Oh, sure.
Because it's on Hulu. I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
It's called Stranger Things.
I swear to God, I almost keep calling it Stranger Things.
It's such a funny.
Yeah.
Odd coincidence. Nobody else has that problem right now.
Except
binging the wrong one but with the similar title.
I'm deep into. I'm like in season 6 at this point.
How many is there?
There's 8. There's a shopping spree episode.
Does Balky like start showing up less in the later seasons or something? Or is he straight on all the way through full-blown Balky?
It's them the whole time.
All right.
And then their girlfriends get more prominent, and then they eventually move in together, the 4 of them.
Did those guys feud in real life, or do they love it?
No, they loved it. I watched like blooper takes, and they're having fun.
Oh, that's great.
They don't really feud on the show. It's just like 2 guys that are wired very differently.
The one's always just frustrated by what the other guy's doing, but somehow it always all works out.
It's like if I had to pick a show, if they were like, you write for any show of all time, I would pick Perfect Strangers. It's a great formula. Like, this guy's crazy, and he comes up with a scheme, and he doesn't know when to stop. And then the other guy is like really innocent, tries to talk him out of it. And then the crazy guy says, go fuck yourself. I'm doing this anyway. I'm right. It's like it's a great formula, but it works. Very like old school, like Laurel and Hardy.
I don't remember really watching that show. I don't think I liked it.
It had catchphrases. I can't think of any of them.
I got all of them at my disposal.
What does he say all the time?
Balky's catchphrase is, well, of course I can't. Of course something, fill in the blank, whatever. Don't be ridiculous.
Don't be ridiculous.
And then Larry's is, oh, my Lord.
That's a good one.
Oh, boy.
for crying out the window.
Yeah. There's
just
one where
a
terrorist tries to blow up the paper and he's got the dynamite all strapped to his body. And he opens his coat and he's like, nobody's going anywhere. And Larry goes, oh, my Lord.
Which we already know is a thing we're supposed to laugh at.
And also, it's not really a catchphrase so much. Huh? It's just like a saying that he says. It's like an already saying.
He says it because like he's all something terrible is always happening to him.
Right, and but that one's like really, really bad. It's a bad time for like a catchphrase.
Did you know this? You know that show, The Leftovers?
Yeah.
I don't watch it, but the premise of it is everybody left the Earth except certain people in the rapture. So there's a storyline on it where Mark Lynn Baker, who plays Larry on Perfect Strangers, there's a storyline on the thing where he comes on as himself on The Leftovers and talks about how the entire cast has disappeared except for him, and there's a reason he's been left behind.
Very meta.
It's very weird, yeah, but I haven't seen it.
Oh, my Lord.
I didn't even know about that part. Interesting.
I taught comedy one time, and the guy's catchphrase was, his catchphrase was, son of a bitch.
That's it. Just say that a lot.
That was it. He'd say, son of a bitch all the time. And we were telling him, you should really save your best son of a bitches for last. We're trying to, you know, show him how to build.
Yeah. I think that's a good catchphrase, though. I like it.
It's not bad. Like, if he's just angry about a lot of things, you know, after each bit, he could say it and, you know, could catch on.
When I was little, my mom would say, I'll be a son of a bitch anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway
was always the end. I'll be a son of a bitch anyway.
Now, how would you use that expression?
Like if I didn't come home in time or something, you know.
And then she
would say, I told you to come home at 9 o'clock. I'd say, I don't know. Well, I'll be a son of a bitch anyway. Like, I just don't.
Oh, meaning I'm going to get in your ass anyway?
No, it's like. Like, I'm an asshole. You're treating me like an asshole. Like, I'll be a son of a bitch anyway. I don't know. I really don't know now that you mentioned
it. It's just a terrible expression that people just pick up these weird, like, they'll just say a thing, and you're just like, where did that come from, and why are you cling to it so much?
Do you have a catchphrase, Doug?
You know, my dad always tried to not swear in front of us, so it was just a lot of stupid things like, you know, he'd say, you know, he wasn't even really aware of the metal band of the same name, but when he was like mad about something, he'd say Judas Priest.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Judas instead of Jesus Priest. Christ, and just like, settle down, Dad. I don't really care.
Yeah,
you'll have to clean that one up for me.
Do I have one? I say God damn it a lot to the point where
it can be fun.
Yeah.
To say,
I say it constantly.
Oh my gosh, what's this?
Oh, I love these things. I've had a thing similar to this once.
Look at this. This is the plight of the caterer. I have to make little mini bite-sized versions of everything.
Oh. I like it, though.
That's good for this.
Yeah, it sure is for this.
So hopefully no one has dentures because there's a crostini under there that's very crunchy.
Oh, okay.
But it's been slathered in garlic and olive oil and then toasted.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's roasted rosemary filet mignon, and then heirloom tomato, horseradish mayonnaise, and crumbled blue cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And chives.
You see how I'm presenting this?
Oh, good job. Mm-hmm.
That's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let me ask you, is this a common... Is this a big joke in the chef industry? You hold up a tomato and you go, this is a family heirloom. Well, is that a thing that you guys do?
It's not my family, though. So it wouldn't go far. It's just, that's the kind of tomato it is.
No, I know. I'm saying
like this tomato is from my family.
I just picture the chefs having a good time in the kitchen. Mm-hmm, you go, this tomato's an heirloom.
I'm going to leave it to you when I die.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's got a double meaning.
People love to joke about it.
This particular species of rice has been in my family for generations. Yeah, stuff like that.
Well, vinegar has been, right? Mm-hmm. Do you know how you start with vinegar? You have the mother.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back a long time, right?
That made me think of sourdough.
And sourdough, from San Francisco.
You guys, you're going to laugh. And you probably make some kind of joke, but I have a mother in my refrigerator that I've had for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What are we talking about?
All right. So, look, the mother is all right. So, you got a starter, right? You ever heard of a starter for certain things like mm-hmm. breads? You need a starter, or whether they call it the mother. So, like, for instance, explain that, like, the wine mother. The it's like basically the goop at the
this
end.
This has nothing to do with the film mother.
No, but it no.
But it's, this also is a metaphor for something.
It's the stuff, yeah, with wine, I think it's left at the end, and then you take that and you continue it on. I've never made wine, but it's basically like if you
or
have –
or vinegar, rather, too, yeah.
For bread, you start with this. It's just yeast and flour and water, and you keep feeding it flour and water every so often, and it grows and grows, and then you
– It's live.
It's alive. They are live organisms.
Grossed.
And that's how you make food, by living people.
There's nothing like sourdough. Gosh. Oh, yeah. And it's like a live thing, and it's like nice and sour, and you can smell it when it grows. And it.
Do you know Tom Papa, the comedian?
I've heard of him.
He frequently makes sourdough bread. Like, I went into his house once.
Really?
And he was like, yeah, I've been into making sourdough bread lately. And I looked in his kitchen. There were like 10 loaves of it.
Wow.
Like, he's like, that's like his like hobby.
He's probably better at it than me. Gee. Wow.
I mean, I'd imagine it's fun to make bread. It seems pretty involved, right?
It smells good.
It's fun.
Okay.
So I haven't done it. But when it's nice and cool and fall-like outside and you want everything to smell like the whole house smells incredible. It takes like a day and a half if you do it the right way.
Yeah.
It takes forever.
I think that's why he does it.
Yeah.
Like it's a thing to do.
It's a nice pastime.
Mm-hmm.
If you're into it, it's great.
Nice.
I've done it before.
Nice. These are delicious.
Oh, this is
wonderful.
I love this.
Yeah.
This is like
I am so glad you like
is
it.
Is that, what did you say? Is that creme fraiche on there?
No, that is a homemade garlic horseradish mayonnaise.
Mmm. Yummy. In my tummy.
Blue cheese crumbles.
I like that, too.
And she was not lying about how crunchy the crostini would be.
Of course, I didn't have it because of my gluten-free.
What? Oh, what? So you just ate the top off?
I have to.
She's got to be gluten-free for how long? 7 years, what'd they say?
Six,
7 years till you can have gluten again?
Yeah, it's like,
it doesn't work like that.
And when that's over, then I can also throw away all my old receipts and stuff. Every 7 years.
Seeds for gluten.
So what is the rule?
I don't know.
Oh, but they're saying for now you can't have it, but
yeah.
You might be able to at some point.
I guess so.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. She just told me not to.
Is this related to the thyroid thing?
Yeah, she said you know it's good for this Hashimoto's.
I know someone
Hashimoto's.
Never heard of it before.
This would be a great
kind of because I know autoimmune stuff.
She knows what it is.
I know
I've
it.
Never heard of it.
I have
you
a good friend who has that.
No, but that'd
really?
be a great name for a restaurant.
It is in Japan. It actually is.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Hashimoto's?
Yeah.
Is that where the disease comes from?
I don't know.
That restaurant?
Somebody got sick there one day.
Right.
And they named it after him.
You get it when you eat there.
No, there is. There's a restaurant in Japan called Hashimoto.
Yeah, that's an awesome name.
I know. It's for me, it's like the best name I could have got, I think.
That's a pretty
it's
good
a
one.
It's a cool disease name.
Yeah.
It's much better than mine. Mine just means wolf.
Wolf? Oh, that's also an autoimmune, isn't
it? Yeah.
Look, does anyone else have any diseases they want to talk about? Let's see. Doug?
It's a great conversation starter.
Do you have a cavity at least or something?
Oh, yeah, I got cavities.
Do you really?
Yeah.
No.
Not, you know, I haven't had any in a long time, but yeah, I was cavity kid.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My mouth is full of metal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's why I never smile.
Really? You always smile.
I know. I was thinking he always smiles.
I probably just don't open wide enough to see all of it. Some of them are ceramic, you know, so they're less noticeable.
I'm a shopaholic.
Oh.
Which means I have a tendency to shop till I drop.
That's worse than what we were talking about.
I thought you were going to say I like buying shops.
Well, that's what
like
I do.
A super rich person could say that. Right. I'm a shopaholic. I buy a lot of shops.
I buy shops till I drop.
Well, now he's going to go buy Hashimoto's restaurant in Japan.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too fascinating to
Well, he was going
to
buy something downstairs. He said I stopped him by talking to him.
I do buy a lot. I buy a lot of video games. So I'm collecting a lot of vintage retro video games right now.
Ooh.
And I'm I'm barreling into a place where I'm like, I need to kind of pump the brakes on this a little bit. Like,
do you
I'm,
play them or?
Yeah, I play them, but I just it's the kid in me. Like, you know, I never thought as a child when like video game was that was the brass ring when I was a kid. Anything you did to like get the good whatever good grades, good report, the prize was always you get a video game. You know, and like it was just so I never thought I'd see a day where I was like, I can just buy the video games now and I'm enjoying it. I don't own a house, but
one day you'll have a place to put all your video
priorities.
Games.
Yeah, I live in the street, but I'm buying all of these games.
Do you buy them when they're brand new or are you buying them used? How's that work?
I buy mostly vintage stuff, so like it's most of it's used.
Okay, so you're,
but the new stuff I'll buy new.
You shop for some bargains. You're not just going real willy nilly.
No, that's the fun part of it. The like is like literally collecting, like where you are learning what things are worth and like hunting down the right deals and the right condition, the right color, because the console came in red and blue and green, and you want the green one or whatever it is. You know, it's fun. It's very fun.
What are some of the most
expensive?
Yeah.
I have an arcade cabinet. That's the thing that cost me the most money, but I don't really have anything worth much. The games that are sought after because they're so rare usually suck, I think, or they happen to be games that I'm not that into. But there's a reason. That's why they're rare. Mm-hmm. Like a game like Super Mario Brothers that was awesome, it's like it's
right.
50 cents if you go buy a copy of it because everybody had it. Mm-hmm. But the most I ever spent on an actual game for a console was $80. But it's my favorite video game of all time.
Which is?
It's a pinball game. It's a satanic pinball game called Devil's Crush on the TurboGrafx-16. You would love it, Doug.
I think I would.
Because you're into the devil.
Oh, no. I was enjoying the pinball part.
Yeah.
Now, have you been to Button Mash?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Ooh,
not
wow,
a good
that is not a rave.
It's a nice place, but it's not. It's well, too nice.
It's nice.
Where is it?
It's remember the guy who was on our show? That was.
No, I used to live near it. It was like my local bar for a while.
He never wore a banana suit on our podcast one time.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah, he has a place called Button Mash, and it's all video games there. But it's nice. It's a very nice place.
It's very nice.
No pinball, though.
Yo, it's tons of pinball.
What about that neon arcade thing?
Like Dracula. They have Dracula. Mm-hmm. They have Raiders of the Lost Ark. They've got all those.
I enjoy the pinball section there. I enjoy. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that
the
place.
And delicious.
They're yeah, it's very good food, and they're very successful. But
you like something different, I'm assuming.
I like it a little grimier. I like the arcades that like
not enough devil stuff for you.
Not enough devil stuff.
The kids running around in there?
Not really.
They turns into a bar at like 8.
Well, that was the other thing I had because they only serve beer and wine.
Oh,
and I'm more of a liquor guy.
Yeah, that one really stings with these places with me. Yeah, I like to have a cocktail while I play these games.
Yeah, you know what I mean? An apple teeny, you know? One of those coconut drinks.
In a cocktail glass, a martini glass. And you stand there and someone plays one of your flippers.
I went to one. Because that's an easier license to get, but I went to one called 2 Bits in New York. It was a newer one. Barcade was the great one in Brooklyn, but there was a place called 2 Bits, I believe, and all they had was beer and sake. They didn't even have like all the other wine. It was just like, this sucks.
Have you been to Ground Control in Portland?
No, I've never been to Portland.
Boom. Oh, well, boom on both of those. Fucking go to Portland and then go to Ground Control. It's a couple levels of video games on the floor and pinball upstairs, but also just like a little bit of a kitchen, but also just a full service bar.
My parents live near pinball museum, sort of near it, like an hour away from the pinball museum in Asbury Park.
Oh, okay,
cool.
But Kurt Bronneler grew up near there, and he was like, "You got to go see that place; it's amazing." I mean, it's a pinball arcade. It's just called the Pinball Museum.
They got one in Vegas too, right? The Pinball Museum.
I don't know.
I think they do.
I don't know,
Karen.
I don't see that.
Aristotle. Is there a pinball museum in Vegas?
I hear 1UP is very good. I haven't been there, though.
See, I was going to talk about the Neon Arcade, but they don't even serve drinks. I mean,
jeez. Just... I was going to talk about going to, sometimes you go to the Regency Theater. They got a couple of games you can play before you go see the movies.
Talking about the one in Pasadena or North Hollywood?
Go right in there. There's a little alley. I've been to Chuck E. Cheese. They have
a lot of cheese.
We could go on and on about Chuck this pinball business.
Hey, does the band play mostly hits, or do they play some new songs in their sets? When you go to Chuck E. Cheese these days, I kind of want to go to a Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, I don't really want to go in there with a child.
You should probably
bring a child.
Is there a rule?
He's changed.
He
is spooky and freaky now. Don't really? Go. Don't take a kid.
I don't know about that.
It's whacked out.
That sucks.
He's weird now.
That sucks.
I think it just might be that you've all of a sudden realized it.
In this climate, it's easier to understand.
You'd be right after 40 years of...
Yeah, how long has he been a thing?
That's such a funny... You got to do something with that. the guy that goes to Chuck E. Cheese, and then it's all about the band.
Wants to know what the set list is going to be.
But then also the band, they really do suck. They come out and they're opening with all this new stuff.
All the children are crying.
This is fucking bullshit, man. It's my one night out a month.
Is there?
Go get some?
I think Chuck E. Cheese probably gets drunk every night, sleeps in the ball pit.
Here? Sorry, you want
to
have this here?
Might as well leave it here since there's still some remaining.
Yeah,
I'm just trying so hard to pace myself. How many courses are there?
There is. I brought way too much food.
All right.
Okay.
There's one more appetizer thing, and then a main thing, and then a dessert.
Let's do it. Bring it all. Whatever works for you.
Okay.
Whatever's best for you. We're very grateful that you're willing to work under these circumstances.
Yes.
Yes, very happy.
And everything's delicious.
There's
I kind of want one more of these, but I got to wait, huh?
I'm going to hold off for a minute.
All right, let's hold off.
How about this? Why don't you replate them? Put those onto one of those little plates, and we can make some room. Yeah. Because it's sounding like shit's about to get crazy.
Now, is there
another appetizer?
I need somebody to go put money on my meter.
No, you don't.
Do you think we'll get through three more courses in a half hour?
Oh, yeah. Whoa, shit. Ron Bennington show.
Is it going to be 5:30? Oh, we started a little late. That's right.
Yeah. Do you think we'll make it?
Maybe not.
We've got 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't think we'll be longer than that?
No.
Right.
We usually do an hour.
Yeah, this will be longer.
This has been longer because she's happy to just hang out.
Yeah,
we have to always go.
Yeah, she's lounging around.
Oh, how about some more?
It's let's go.
Speaking of desserts, more food would be great. No, but she's so awesome. And
she's great.
We appreciate her in case she listens to this part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. That's why I said I'm joking five times.
We always say stuff about and it's... We never say anything about, oh, now that they're gone, I didn't like that last thing they fed us. We have been 100% success rate on having these nice people come in and for self-promotion or the fun of doing it. Sometimes they get to meet a famous comedian, so that's neat.
Yeah, not today.
You're on a very
hot TV
show.
Does she watch Better Call Saul, you think?
Oh, let's ask her. Well, she said she recognized him, so maybe she doesn't know.
Yeah, maybe we just need to nudge her in the right direction.
You never know. Yeah. You never, never know.
Do you say stuff
that
to
must
her,
be
like,
fun to
you
be
picture
on
him
show?
In a lab coat?
play a guessing game with her, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a really good gig, huh?
Because you wear a long white coat kind of thing?
On the show,
I?
Yeah.
Doctor coat?
I'm a veterinarian.
Yeah. I guess I play
and
with
wear
dogs
scrubs.
On the set of the show.
That's not true. They don't let me play with the dog.
No, but I mean, you know what I mean? You get to pretend to be taking care of him.
Yeah, yeah. There was one where I had to, open the dog's,
look at his
teeth.
You get right in there, and there's going to be a trainer standing right there going, do not bite now.
So they teach me how sometimes. They say, there's always a trainer, squatted down, off camera, obviously. But,
it might be nice if you could just do it yourself.
If I could just train the dogs, you mean?
No, I mean, if they tell you what to say so that the dog will treat you like you're his trainer.
Oh, no, it's a lot of eye stuff and...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They have to be over there so the dog doesn't start spinning around and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But they'll always come into the trailer when we have an animal and they'll be like, okay, so here's how this works. if he'd brought you this dog under these circumstances, this is what you would do as a vet. So I learned like a couple things. I learned how to do a stitch.
Yeah, it wasn't real. I mean, it was fake skin, right?
It was fake. And they actually used an actual doctor's hands in the close-up. So it would definitely be right, which I was happy about. But they did teach me how to do it, like, because there's an episode where I sew Mike up with a bullet wound. Anyway.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the show yet. You want to know why? Because I'm still...
She's still in Breaking Bad, but I told her that she could have a very unique experience that not many people can have.
So I'm going to listen to him. And
watch. She just starts watching Better Call Saul now, because it'd be interesting to see...
I'm going
to
do it. So I'm not
going to
watch the...
It'll be like, you know, long-ass flashbacks to what's going on in Breaking Bad.
And from what I understand...
Yeah, because Saul's in Breaking Bad a ton at the end.
But from what I understand, Better Call Saul is not as quite as violent as...
Nowhere near.
Yeah, so I'm going to think I'm going to like that one better.
No, it's
nowhere
a very...
Near. It's not about violence, but it's about fucking close calls and fucked up relationships.
Yeah.
And it's just so... I love Breaking Bad, but maybe for that might be one of the reasons. Like, maybe the violence turned me off a little bit.
I get nervous when I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like shows where you're just waiting for another really, really violent thing to happen, but I love that in a horror movie because, you know, horror movies don't scare me unless something violent happens, you know?
Right, right.
You got to at least, like, that was probably the best part of the It movie was how violent that beginning moment was with the kid and the clown in the sewer and how scary the clown was in the sewer. And I thought the movie never was as scary as that for the rest of the movie, even though I liked it because I liked the... I just like watching the kids swear at each other, you know.
I hated it. But we talked about it already.
Yeah, that kid Finn Wolfhard went back to work on Stranger Things, and they say that he, you know, just was like suddenly now he's a kid who just swears a lot because he got used to swearing so much.
So he likes in it.
Yeah. And they keep it clean in Stranger Things. Like, they'll say shit occasionally, but they, you know, they don't really drop F-bombs on that show.
No. I don't think they've ever dropped
it. Have you watched any of it?
I've seen the first two of this new season.
So you're... gonna slowly go through them or you're not excited about
it? You're still watching the other
Strangers. No perfect strangers, you know?
That's right.
But no.
We already talked about that.
If I had more time, I'd probably... When I say I'm binge watching, I'm just mean I'm watching it every day. So like I'll watch an episode
a
day.
That's what that means.
Yeah, okay. Kind of. No, sometimes it means lay down and just watch the whole season in a day.
I was at a party on Friday night, and I met a guy that had already watched the entire season, and it came out Friday.
Oh, so that's the true me.
A lot of people just watch it that night, you know, or that day. As soon as it came out, they just watched it.
I like looking forward to it. But I get why people like that.
I love that just like delete and play next. I'm just a sucker for that because I always want to know because they do – it's one of those shows where they're pretty good at ending on a moment that's like, now what, you know?
Do you like the new season?
I like it so far, but, you know, the thing I've liked about it all the way through, I don't stop and take a – I don't worry for a second about whether any of it makes any sense or not. All I'm in it for is, like, all the kids are really good. The sheriff's really good. You know, what they're saying entertains me. Like, when the black kid didn't want to be –
Winston
and Ghostbusters. That's what I love about that show.
Yeah.
That's what that show is to me.
Yeah, it was great.
It was so funny. The way he just laid it all out. You know, he's not funny. He ends up late. He knows he's not a real scientist. Yeah. Like, he just really lays into poor Winston Zeddemore.
And I liked that they were gutsy enough to do the bit of, like, the kid clearly assuming you're black, so you'll be Winston.
Yeah.
Like, I like that they kind of depict things honestly in the way things were when you were a kid in the 80s, you know?
Yeah, and the scene would still make perfect sense if he showed up dressed as Winston. They just did that, you know?
Right.
If they just went that way with it because the casting was perfect.
Right.
You know, either way, it worked. But it's such a funny conversation, them arguing about it and, you know, it being such a race thing.
Yeah, it's
in a wacky supernatural thriller show.
I don't know how I feel about that new. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe there's a payoff again. I've only seen through the second episode, but I don't know how I feel about that new kid in town who's like always screaming.
He's I'm not too much further ahead of you, and he proves to be kind of interesting. I think they just you know, since now you're seeing a softer side of the first season's bully, since he's in love with the girl and trying to make it work.
Right.
And is, you know, being, now he's being bullied by this kid on the basketball court.
Right.
So I think the whole idea there is to just have a new asshole that, you know, hopefully will either get eaten by the monster or make it piss his pants or something.
I also think, too, that it's a bit, which I like, a bit of it, it is a bit self-effacing. Like, they are... they are playing on some tropes from 80s movies.
Oh, and I love the music they get to use.
Yeah.
Like, they are not, you know, scrimping at all on the music budget. Like, every scene has a really memorable song in the background.
Yeah.
That makes a show, if you ask me.
It's a big part of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you
know, I mean, this season, it's already off, and so many different weird things are going on that are like, well, what, how does, there's no one thing that's going to explain all of this. And they want the show to go on. Initially, it was going to be a one-season thing, and it was so popular, they're like, well, let's keep making more. And it's, you know, how many seasons of it can there be where it's just like, you know, anything can happen?
Look, the problem is what shows like that, with characters like that, nobody wants to see those kids grow up. So the second one of them goes through a voice change, you're going to be – it's like the Wonder Years. When they grew up, it was weird.
Malcolm in the Middle. All that. That always happens with kids, you know. They end up going through that gangly, gawky stage and no one loves
it. That's where they're lucky, though, is they've got, you know, they've got the younger high school kids and then the older ones and then all the, you know – I like a lot of the adult characters. He showed up in the first episode, but I haven't seen him since. But Brett Gelman – is this guy in town that's got theories about things that are going on. But he's just perceived as a nut, which is strange to me because the sheriff knows that there really is some fucked up shit going on. And he's treating this guy like he's crazy when he's kind of on the right track.
I think he's like, yeah, no, I see, I took that as the sheriff.
He's trying to protect the girl.
I took that as the sheriff, like, yeah, this has got to be my game face because nobody can, nobody can know about
this. Paul Reiser.
I love Paul Reiser. I love him in it.
Don't know what's going on with his character. Like, Matthew Modine was just a bad guy the whole time, the first season. But Paul Reiser's got some layers already.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of you like Reiser, but you know he's kind of in cahoots with maybe the wrong people, but maybe not.
He tries to make jokes a lot that aren't great.
Yeah. He plays that doctor really well. Like, that's what your doctor... But... Pat Walsh told me, and I thought this was a great note or a great point. He said Paul Reiser is probably one of the most famous slime balls in movie history in Aliens.
Yeah,
and he was like, I think that his casting as that doctor is also a nod to the 80s and a nod to Aliens. Like, well, we need a duplicitous guy. Like, so let's get Paul Reiser. That'd be a cool little throwback, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a. Might have had something to do with it. Because also, Matthew Modine is a throwback also.
Yeah. Yeah. Modine.
And fucking Winona Ryder.
I was at the same time.
Like, it's crazy. But it's not, like, you don't look at it that way. And now this season, they've also got Sean Astin in there.
Yes.
And he certainly was popular, you know, like that. When did that movie with Pauly Shore come out? Encino Man.
Well, Encino Man and
the Goonies.
Goonies, of course. He was even younger. Like he's really kept it going nicely. He's got a nice
career.
Seems like a nice guy. Rudy was huge, and then the Hobbit movies were super huge.
Well, he was in the Lord of the Rings.
That's
ones.
What I mean. Yeah. Sorry for anybody out there who is concerned about the difference.
I didn't want you to get letters.
I just saw the Hobbit ones more recently, as in, because they were made later. And, it's kind of all the same to me. I think they're spectacular movies that just are too long and too complicated.
That third, The Hobbit should have been two movies.
Yeah.
It was stretched way too thin. That third one was nothing. The third one is so nothing. It's like that battle just goes on and on and on and. You know, once Smaug dies, you're kind of like, all right, you know? And I know they have a battle afterwards, but it's not...
good Lord.
You know? Yeah.
That's not it.
Oh, what is it?
What is it?
Oh, my Lord. That's exactly how he says it.
Just like a thing somebody would say. They got to write that into a script and get paid for it.
But he does same inflection every time. That's what makes it a catchphrase, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that, and he was a really, that dude's a really good actor. He still shows up in stuff. I always like to see him.
He's an awesome actor. He plays like a guy that's coming unhinged very well. He's very, I like, those are my favorite.
Yeah, he must have been exhausted at the end of the, you know, shoot day or tape day.
You know, they have at the end of at Vanity Fair, they'll have the interview, the Proust, where they ask the questions. You ever see that at the end of the,
no, I never read Vanity Fair.
They say, what's your favorite movie? What's your favorite swear word? It's kind of like
the same questions as Actor Studio, yeah.
And so when my kid was real little, I had him answer all those on tape for on video, you know. And one of them was, it was like, one of the questions was, what's your favorite catchphrase? And he goes, I don't know. And I go, he goes, what's a catchphrase? And I was like, you know, it's something that you say a lot. And he goes, well, I always say never say never.
Oh, that's funny.
You do? Yeah. I didn't realize that.
That's very funny. What was his favorite swear?
Oh, I don't think I asked him that one, maybe.
Oh. I mean, great if he came,
oh, you know what,
came out hard.
I said, what do you like? I said, well, what do you like in a woman? Because he goes, what is he like? I think it was Dennis Hopper, maybe. And he goes, I like a strong, brassy, you know, I can't remember, whatever he says. And I go, and he goes, I don't know. I can't answer that. And I said, well, come on. What do you like in a woman? And he goes, my mommy.
Aww.
Come on, guys. That's a good one.
That's sweet.
That's what you play at the wedding.
That's.
Oh, no. Did you?
No, he's not married.
He's not married yet.
I bet your wedding, which also makes no sense.
Yeah. How old is he? Like 8 or something?
Well, he's 17 now, but he was.
Oh, he's 17.
He was 6 at the time.
Oh, I thought he was like
7 at the time.
8
six.
Now.
No, no. I have an 8.
No, when
though.
She was little, she tortured him with that.
Yeah, I made him do that. So I
and
had the
has
whole
he
thing.
Seen it yet?
Yeah, he watches it like every 3 years or something.
Yeah, loves it.
He gets him. Yeah, he thinks he does. He does think some of them's funny.
It is.
He says some pretty stupid stuff. What's your favorite animal? A duck, because a duck has yellow hair like my friend Sam.
Oh my God.
And he's like, Mom, Jesus Christ, fuck! Oh God,
that's so great.
Oh man, that's good stuff.
I have it saved everywhere just in case he wants to get rid of it.
We should get, you know, set it up so that him saying that could be close out every episode of the show after we say goodbye.
Which one? The duck one.
The duck one.
That's very funny.
You know, without the question, just that answer.
Yeah. I'll try to take. I'll get it on my. I'll get it on the phone. We'll see if we can put it on. Yeah.
I like those things when a show, you know, has like a little thing they play at the end of every show that, you know, you get strangely addicted to hearing.
We have.
It is starting to get hot. No.
Well, we have like Gordon Ramsay has. Fuck! Now I can't remember what his is. Fuck! I can't remember that. His little kid says something. At ours, Andy says something. He says, I like dining with Doug and Mommy. The little
did you?
One.
Did he just ask us if it was hot and you just started talking about something else?
Yeah.
No, no. I thought he said it's... Oh, I thought you meant it's hot for people to do that at the end of shows.
No, no. I'm saying it's starting to get hot in here.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
She thought you said it's beginning to be trendy.
Yeah, I thought.
But I thought you were doing what Doug thought you were doing. I was like, wow, she just didn't give a shit about that.
Yeah. Like, not interested in this guest anymore.
I've been level hot 10 since we walked in. So
it's also 5:15. We're not making this cutoff.
You don't think so?
You think we're gonna have 3 courses in 15 minutes?
Who's got? How far is your car?
Mine's in the back.
It's at that. It's in that lot next door. So I just need somebody to go with my card, and I can tell them the space number, and just add time to the space.
Yeah, I'm gonna probably do that in the back alley.
You're in the back alley.
Do you want to go do that?
I mean, I can go do it if you don't care that I leave for a little bit.
Should we wait till after the next thing? She's supposed to go, where's our food? She's taking her fucking time.
Where's our goddamn food?
Yeah, I can do it.
Maybe she's bringing it all.
Oh, maybe she is bringing it all.
No. Would she?
I don't know this
Could
person.
She?
Did she?
Who knows what she's capable of? I've never met her.
Well, never met a woman.
Your guess is as good as ours.
You know how I found her? I went on, in your neighborhood, they have like a Facebook for your neighborhood called Glenn, what's it called? I don't know what it's fucking called, but it's like called Neighborhood Watch, or I don't know. And right. And so everyone signs up in the neighborhood. You can chit chat. And so I said, "Hey, is anybody a chef? You know, because I'm trying to get some. I'm trying to work up some business."
Sure.
And someone goes, chefs. "I have someone who is, and she would be good." They just gave me her phone number. She doesn't even know about it. So I said, "Can I have her like email so I don't just like call?"
Yeah,
like a psychopath.
Well, I mean.
So anyway, she said yes.
This is the her?
Yeah.
Oh, this. Oh, you're saying that's how you met this person?
Yeah.
So I didn't realize that. Okay.
A lot of people we get from, you know, trucks, or they call, you know, there's like restaurants that you know about. And then sometimes you get people that are caterers, or, you know, acquaintances of other people. Or
what kind of trucks have you had come through, like Mr. Softy and stuff like that?
We've only been poisoned three times.
We what?
What did we get poisoned from?
We've only been poisoned three times.
What was it?
I'm just joking around.
No, I was thinking maybe.
No, it's always delicious. It's always what works out great. But she's really, I would be surprised if she's on the freeway driving home right now.
Well, you know, she's using.
She's like, there's three more courses. I'm like, bring them one at a time and hurry. And she's like, fuck these guys.
What would you do if we looked out the window into the comic book store to see where she was and we saw her robbing the store?
Well, that'd be great.
That'd be so neat.
And then running out.
It would finally explain that mask she's been wearing the whole time.
Yeah. Just, she somehow had a bag, those bag, money bags.
What is eating food from someone we've never, don't have no idea about, by the way.
Yeah, I didn't think about that till Doug made the poison joke, and now I'm a little, it freaked me out a little bit. Yeah.
She seems on the okay, but you don't know.
This is great.
Yeah.
She seems nice.
I'll try everything first if you guys want me to.
Yeah,
but maybe. I bet you she'd be smarter at poisoning people than something that just makes you die right away.
She'll probably do it at the end.
Probably something that would hit you later that night.
Oh.
So she couldn't be traced to it? Yeah, I guess that kind of screws it up if you just keel over right in front of the person. That kind of links you to it, right?
Well, maybe she'll give us some sort of disease, you know, like that, something that take manifests itself in the, you know, it's like that flu or something.
Like trichinosis or something?
I think that hits you pretty fast.
You know, they say food poisoning, it hits you in 20 minutes to an hour. That's how you know.
Oh.
So people go, I don't know if it was something I ate or if I have a stomach flu. If it came on 20 minutes to an hour after you last ate, that's probably food poisoning. I don't know why I know that.
I feel fine. We've been here for almost an hour.
No. I'm not saying
45 minutes.
Yeah, no, we're fine.
So far.
So far. I'm just saying in general, if you ever want to know.
I'm just glad there's a window to puke out of.
That's nice.
Wouldn't that be disgusting? You're just down there looking at comics.
Yeah, just keep your eyes peeled around. There
was a guy that threw up in the balcony of a Broadway show, like right onto somebody in the in the orchestra. Not the band, but, you know, the seats.
What,
and,
from what?
And it was in a play that I heard about it because it was a play I actually saw that starred Paul Rudd and Michael Shannon and Ed Asner. But it didn't happen the night I was there,
of course.
But still, what a crazy thing to just be sitting there watching a play. And
brought
then
everything.
Blarf.
I didn't eat anything small. This is ridiculous.
Is this one serving?
This is for everybody. That's for everyone, and that's for everyone.
This isn't just for me.
But wait a minute.
What the heck is happening?
So, wow.
Oh, I see.
So you all take from the Cuban medianoche platter, the sandwich platter, and homemade garlic herb pita chips, tapenade, hummus with pine nuts and sumac, and more of the crostini.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Danielle, you've gone crazy.
I've gone nuts.
This is wild.
Everyone who knows me would not be surprised. No one.
Do you want to settle your parking thing now before we continue?
I can eat this one and then go do it.
You sure?
I think so.
Okay.
Now, what do we have? Oh, we have.
Yeah, it's 5:17.
It's okay. I'm going to eat the inside. But I love these sandwiches.
Yeah, so I
Cubans,
forgot.
But different, right?
They're a little different. First of all, I forgot the mustard, so I put more of the horseradish mayo on it.
You fool!
I know. And I put on these, like, super spicy pickles, which I'm kind of addicted to. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you'll like them. And,
are these Frank's? I mean,
it's from Trader Joe's.
Oh.
I don't mind that pickle.
I like
That's a pretty good pickle, huh?
Yeah, I'm not a pickle person, but I don't mind it.
Mm.
Spicy. Mm.
And then I slow roasted some pork tenderloin and herbs and orange juice and a bunch of stuff. And then there's ham and Swiss cheese.
Very good. Very, very good.
I mean, this is legit.
Yeah, that's very...
This is good.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been a little
this
longer.
This gives Porto's a run for their money.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it really does, though. It's really moist. Really?
Can
it's
you
really
pass
moist.
One of those plates? Do you mind?
Yes, of course.
So I don't spill. This is very good.
I'm glad
I
you
love
like
Cuban
it.
Sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
I love sandwiches.
Me too.
I love a sandwich. That's what I started with. I tried some gluten. What do you gluten-free bread?
Gluten-free bread.
It's not great. I mean, it's okay toasted a little bit, I guess. But I'm going to miss, like, when we're talking about sourdough, I'm going to miss mm-hmm. those nice big San Francisco deli sandwiches.
I know.
Those are my favorite.
Now, I've experimented with gluten-free baking, and you can make a decent homemade gluten-free loaf.
Sourdough?
Not sourdough.
Oh.
Sorry.
But French bread-ish?
French bread-ish, yeah. Yeah, pretty close.
I'm going to take your class then. Oh, yeah, let's talk about your class. So where do you go to learn from you?
I go privately to people's homes.
Oh.
So you don't have to go anywhere. I come to you.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. So it's,
you get groups together? Is that what they do?
Mm-hmm.
I've done one of those before.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be groups. If someone wants to do a one-on-one, I can do that too. But groups, you know, works easier for me because I only have so much time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I keep it local because I, you know.
So you find out, like, the level of what people are into, and then you come in and show them stuff they probably don't know?
Yeah, like they want to go to the next level, or it might just be a complete beginner, and they need the basics, or they need knife skills, or they want to do baking, or, you know, I teach
them whatever. I'd love to show someone how to use a knife, because, like, my sister looks like she's going to pretty much murder whatever she's trying to cut. She can't do it. She's like a one-year-old. I mean, she's just... can't cut.
It seems crazy to try to murder someone who's clearly dead already. It's not carving up a living thing.
Well, perhaps I used the wrong word.
Let me apologize to you.
Butcher.
Because earlier tonight I didn't say, we're going to eat!
What is that?
You forgot about our cookie. You got Danielle more than me.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's your catchphrase?
That's his catchphrase.
But usually it's before the chef is in the room, but I forgot to say it earlier.
Okay.
I'm going to put this.
But Karen jumps every time.
That's so funny.
I did forget what she did.
I'll come in soft, all Alec Baldwin style, and just suddenly
she
start screaming.
I am the jumpiest person you'll ever meet.
Well, I apologize for that. That was just very rude of me.
No, that was awesome. It was really good.
For some reason, wasn't expecting that.
Sorry,
Joe's
sorry.
Sitting over there all yeah, cool as like, a cucumber.
You didn't scare me.
You just told her we're going to... I mean, yeah, you didn't. You didn't even. You're just eating away. It doesn't scare you.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, we are eating.
I love these.
Your enthusiasm level is appropriate.
In my house.
This? In your house? Oh, yeah, yeah. There's enough you can take home.
Yeah, like a jar of that.
Absolutely.
Now, Doug, what do you usually... Because we were talking about who cooks and whatever. Doug said you don't cook.
Mm-mm.
What do you do for, what's your average?
For sustenance.
Take me through a day of eating.
Yeah, I mean, we've gone through this a little bit, but you really don't say exactly how it goes. Because I'll just give you one thing I do know. You don't have any food in your house, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and I don't have any kind of regular day. It all just depends on, you know, what gigs I have, what places I have to be. You know, I just eat near whatever else I have to do. So it's really, it varies quite wildly, especially in a city like this or even when I'm on the road. I just got, you know, it's almost like sometimes I don't eat because there's too many choices. And I'll just be like, you know what, I can't even deal. I'll you know.
Do you drink water
I'll eat in a few hours. Yeah, I drink a lot of water.
God.
And, yeah, but if I'm home for any period of time, yeah, there's no food there, so there's no eating.
Okay.
You do the thing, I don't even do takeout, really, but the thing that where they bring the food to you?
You know, I got...
Grubhub or something?
Yeah. I got those kind of services, but don't use them that often, because once I'm all the way out the building, I might as well be, you know...
So going
another block or two to, you know...
You never
the old brick and mortar.
Brick and mortar.
That's right.
You never bring leftovers home.
Never.
Wow.
Unless it's something that really is going to keep nicely. But even then, I just end up eating it that night. Like, if there's leftovers, it's because I'm trying to not eat too much, you know. So, I'd probably just finish it off late at night and then wake up feeling sick in the middle of the night. Like, I can't eat late at night. I can't sleep through the night without, like, you know, getting
indigestion.
Like, indigestion, yeah.
I was like my dad, honey, I just ask one thing of you. Can we please eat by 6? That's all I ask. That is all I'm asking.
That's why today is scheduled for 4.
Yeah. What do you need?
Yeah. All right. You're going to go get your parking thing settled.
Yeah.
Because you got to come back for cake, dude.
Yeah.
So this
We're not kidding around here.
Let's just get this clear, though.
Okay.
This is the main meal, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, this is the main meal. No amuse-bouche. Yeah, no more appetizers.
But yeah, that's the appetizer. That pita bread's delicious.
Wonderful.
Oh, I love a hummus. Is this homemade hummus?
Yes.
Good Lord.
I always go overboard.
I mean, so do you teach people how to make hummus?
Anything they want. Mm-hmm. Hummus or you name it.
That was good hummus.
Yay.
Yeah.
Glad you guys
did. I'm a hummus. This has so much good lemon in it, doesn't it?
It's
really good.
I made sure to put lots of lemon.
Oh, yeah. This one, she knows what she's doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why, thank you.
Do you have anything? What should we tell the people? Like, we can do that later, I guess, but we can still do it now. But how do they get a hold of you?
I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. At I Make Yummy Food.
I Make Yummy Food. She does.
Let's see. On Twitter, I think it's no spaces. It's just I Make Yummy Food all in one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, it's underscored. So I Make Yummy Food, you'd probably be able to find me.
I Make Yummy Food. It's good, huh?
I have a Facebook page, too, because I have a food blog that I've ignored for way too long. But if you can't remember any of the other stuff, you could go to Serving Up Joy on Facebook.
Serving Up Joy or I
blog.
Make Yummy Food.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle Hewitt.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah, this worked out great.
This is real good. This is like...
This is fun.
I think I'm thinking catering party.
I will cater your stuff. No problemo.
I mean, look, this is all perfect for a catered party.
What was that other idea we had?
Oh, she's going to poison us?
That wasn't an idea.
That's the other idea that I could do.
No, I was thinking about... I haven't brought this up to you before. I just thought of it, but... I mean, I guess you don't mind having it at your place. You got a kitchen and everything, but we could get, a place with a really cool kitchen, Airbnb style. And then have a thing there.
A party?
Yeah, but not a huge one, just one for...
Well, want to know what I want to do?
Have a foodie thing.
I want to have... I don't think you came to this. We had a stand-up party. You were invited to it. You were out of town. This was a while ago.
Okay.
And I had people do stand-up at our house. We made... we had it so that there was, like, all the food from stand-up club, from comedy clubs and stuff. we had headshots and we drew everyone.
Well, you get all these comedians to come there on a night off and just experience the nightmare of club comedy.
Oh, I tell you, it was so fun. We had an audience and everything. But it was really fun. So anyway, a lot of people have been asking if I want to do another one. So what if we did that and we had...
Sounds great.
Do you like that idea?
I think I'm going to be out of town. What's the date?
Oh, my God. You're the one that brought it up.
Yeah, I like the part about just eating. I don't want to do stand-up.
You don't have to.
I'll come watch.
Yeah, you don't have to.
I'll heckle.
Do you want to be the host with me?
No.
Jesus Christ. I go out of my way.
It's a hard guy to maneuver.
I mean, he's rough. This guy, you got to go. You can't just...
You got to figure it
That's
out.
That's why we came up with this idea to do this show, is because it's just a reason for us to hang out together and have a meal.
That's fabulous. What an awesome idea.
Because you can't just be like, oh, let's meet at a restaurant tonight. Like, everyone we know would be like, what are you doing?
Does that make sense?
But you say, I'm going to do a podcast.
Right. Podcasting food.
Yeah.
All right. We'll have one we'll just have it with me, you, Aristotle, you.
And Katie Money's got to be in the house.
Katie Money comes also. And
and seven of our favorite guests.
Yeah. Let's do it like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in for that. Anytime.
Multiple chefs?
I think we should have two chefs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
People
good.
That get along.
Yeah.
those chefs they go after.
Yeah.
You know, as they say in the business, the second chef, sous chef.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And a cocktail guy we could have. Remember, like, when that guy came and he made those... flaming thing.
Oh, that was delicious.
Mm. How did it go?
Great.
All right, let's get him back on microphone to tell us of his adventures in Hollywood.
All right, now I'm
going to
go put mine in because I have to.
All right, I like this. I like how this is working out.
How much was mine? I was like,
the listeners are like, this is great how long this one is.
Can I? Let's talk about Stranger Things.
Why, were you really bored during that?
I've never seen it.
Oh, okay. She was real quiet during that.
She was.
Yeah.
She was. That's what happens when you don't need.
Have you started watching the season?
Yeah.
No, I've never watched it.
What else have you watched? Pretty good so far. I haven't seen a lot yet.
Well, I jump around. I make my own TV schedule. Sometimes I'll binge straight through on something, but only if I feel like a deadline coming up. Like, I was behind on The Walking Dead, and the new season just started, and I wanted to be fresh for the start of that, so I had to binge the prior season.
Right.
And I enjoyed it. I binged it on Netflix, just, on planes and in hotel rooms and that sort of thing.
Right. I gotcha. Did you watch 1922 yet?
No, but I downloaded it. Because, on Netflix now, you can download something into your phone and then just watch it on the plane without internet.
Yeah.
It's so neat.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know they officially greenlit it. Yeah. I have Amazon Prime, and you could do that with them like a while ago. So okay. I was happy to hear Netflix was now doing it too. It's pretty grim. It's a pretty grim film. There's not one uplifting moment in the whole thing.
Wow.
But I liked it.
That's based on
I've
Stephen
never even
King.
Heard of it. What is it?
It's based on a Stephen King thing, right?
Oh.
Yeah, it's a novella that Stephen King wrote.
Oh, wow.
And it's pretty it's pretty dark.
Oh,
dark.
What's his name? Yeah. It's the lead in it. They say he's kind of transformative, like it's not like you've ever seen him before.
Thomas Jane?
Yeah.
He's really good in it.
Yeah.
He's really good in it. Everybody's really good in it. But it's definitely it's a good movie. It's a good movie. I liked it. Gerald's Game was good too. Like, so they're doing a good job with these King adaptations on Netflix. I don't know why they can't get all the other ones proper. But these Netflix...
Yeesh.
You just jumped, dude.
Yeah, because you know what? That one is supposed to be my alarm for when I have to get up to go to the airport tomorrow. But I hit PM instead of AM, you know?
Where are you flying to?
I'm going to New Orleans.
What are you doing?
Gonna do a little show there.
Yeah.
I thought New Orleans on Halloween sounded like a fun idea.
Yeah.
Never done that before.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night I'm gonna be there with no gig I have to get to.
What did you just say?
I'm gonna be there tomorrow night with no gig. I'm just there on Halloween.
I thought it's the same thing.
Oh. And then Monday, and then wait, what the hell day is Tuesday?
Yeah, it's a weird Tuesday Halloween.
Are you guys going to have this?
Next year it's going to be on Wednesday. That's really effed up.
Yeah.
When do you party? We have weekend parties both weekends when it's on Wednesday?
Yeah, that's botched. I'm seeing Halloween on a rooftop.
Ooh, that's a neat one.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I like all the fun things people do for that for Halloween.
One time I saw. Oh, that just reminded me.
Karen's going to choke to death on that one.
Uh-oh. You like all that you do? That's nice.
You know what I always say?
What?
I like the fun things people do on Halloween.
You always say that. He really does like the fun things people do on Halloween.
Yeah.
I love that I live in a city in Hollywood where they have to put up signs every year saying that they're going to fine you $5,000 if you shoot silly string on Halloween.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, it's all up and down Hollywood Boulevard.
I was going to say something much worse.
Yeah.
I think for years and years there was a problem on Hollywood Boulevard that people would just go too crazy with silly string out of their cars or whatever, you know? And so now it's...
Really?
It's been for years. And I always bring it up and people are like, what are you talking about?
We have one of those streets where they close it off sometimes because we get so many people. So, like, they'll get, like, let's just say 3,000 on the main street, and we'll get about 500 on ours because ours is an offshoot of the main street. And we get...
Is this in Hollywood?
It's in Glendale. We get a fuckload of people.
Yeah.
Glendale. Oh, I know where that is. Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I mean, people go through like hundreds and hundreds of dollars of candy.
Ugh, no way.
Everyone
dolls up
their house.
I got two bags on sale.
They have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah. That's a little much. That's a little much.
The house
when it's out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of young comedians downstairs, a ton of them. I think when you guys go down there, they're going to lose their shit.
I walked through the open mic, and nobody said a word to me.
You know why? They're too shy.
Aww. Yeah, I'm
inside,
sure.
They're shitting themselves.
I'm sure. That's I said. I said that to them. They didn't.
Inside, you're having
no.
a cow.
Yeah, I said, you're all
me.
Shitting yourself on the inside, right?
Oh, yeah. They are, believe me.
Now, there's a lot of cool cucumbers in the stand-up game even early on because that's part of what you need to be.
Yeah, they act like it, but they're not.
Yeah. Cool as shit.
Yeah.
This is why I didn't become a comedian.
Is it true that there's a dessert situation?
It is, in fact, true.
Oh, my God.
I love it. Can we keep these sandwiches?
Yes,
you
may.
I'm still a little tempted.
Should I put a bunch of stuff on the one platter, or should I just take all this stuff?
No, here, just here, Joe, move your sandwiches onto these little plates.
I like your fancy
keep them over here.
Isn't that cool? I got that, like, I can't even remember where I got it, but I was like,
she stole it.
I might have.
There you go.
Last party.
So, yeah, we can get rid of this beauty.
Okay.
Say the name of that sandwich again.
Medianoche.
Oh, yeah.
That's what this is called?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Cuban.
But that's what a Cuban sandwich is called?
A midnight sandwich,
that
right?
Is, yeah.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Medianoche.
Okay. It's delicious.
Why, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
We'll see you in a second for the big finish.
The big finish. What do you think? Let's take guesses on what cake it'll be.
All right.
Like what kind?
Well, and if I'm right
Karen
about
saw
that.
It.
Well, I just saw it. I didn't see it finished, though. I mean, if she brings it up like it is, it's just bread cake. I mean, it just looks like the cake.
No, I'm saying like the flavor.
Oh, yeah. Well, that I don't know because I didn't look at it that close. It looked like cake. Could be something else,
could
I suppose.
Could be a big eraser.
Could be a big eraser.
You never know.
Could be a shoe. I don't know.
Now, do you think it's going to be a chocolate or vanilla, an orange? An angel food?
Maybe angel food.
Yeah. A pound?
Don't get me pumped about orange. There's no way there's orange in there.
You
it
love
does
orange?
Sound good right now.
Orange cake's... No, orange cake sucks. Lemon cake is the good one.
You don't like an orange Milano?
Cake?
No, cookie.
Wait, what?
Milano, like, you know, like the Petridge Farms.
Yeah.
Oh, are you... No.
You like those? Yeah, what do you like? Like the minty one?
Literally just named the worst cookie. I could have thought for
you
weeks.
You don't like the blood orange Milano?
I don't like those cookies when they don't have the arm in any capacity. Those are really shitty cookies.
Pepperidge, they're very famous.
The Milano ones are the shitty ones.
Oh, what are the good ones?
I like those things.
I like the shortbread ones.
Okay.
The Milano ones just look like bread. They're like pieces of bread. No, isn't the Milano one the one that's just like the piece? It looks like the piece of bread with the chocolate on the bottom.
You mean the
I
one
don't
that,
think so.
The one that looks like a scallop. Is that what you're thinking of?
Scallop.
That they sell at Starbucks next to the register. They look like scallops.
I don't know if I can go that far.
So they look like shell cookies.
No, not a shell.
It was like a little oblong cookie with two. White layers on the outside and then a delicious thing in the middle.
Oh, that one. Okay.
That's a Milano. Yeah.
I thought...
Chocolatey.
I'm with you on that, Doug. I know.
There's the other one. What's the Pepperidge Farm one where it just looks like bread?
Bread.
Yeah, fuck that, whatever it is. I agree with you. It stinks.
French bread.
Yeah.
Crostini.
Yeah. It's like they're... It's a famous Pepperidge Farm cook. Maybe it's the Milano. Maybe I always thought they were just flat.
You know what it is?
Goddamn
he's judging
delicious.
It. You never even had one.
Huh?
You never even had one.
I had one when I was, you know, it's
you
like
didn't.
Biscotti's, you
They're
know.
Pretty soft, though. They're
no,
soft
I'm saying, like, it's in that category of cookie for me. It's like grandmom cookies.
Yeah, I don't
you know?
Go in for biscotti's a little too plain. You're right about that.
You ever have a mother's iced oatmeal cookie from the old days?
Oh, those were good.
Those are good.
I assume I have.
Yeah.
I've had an iced oatmeal cookie
those
many times.
Mother's made a lot of nice bags of cookies.
I like the ones that were like.
We have those big bags
yes.
of them. The circus animals with the pink
so
and the white
the real ones
yeah what are those called
I don't know what
like
circus,
animal crackers
circus animals yeah but you know the ones with frosting on them
and little dots little candy
no.
dots
yeah they had little
nope I don't like
whoa,
that
oh so good
I don't like the frosting on the I don't like a cookie with frosting
what do you like how do you feel about what the Keeblers are up to.
You know, I gotta be honest, I'm not impressed.
Oh, I like that.
I think you like a homemade cookie then.
I like chocolate chip cookies. I like Oreos.
I like the one with the chocolate stripes across it.
I see, when I was a kid, that was my favorite cookie of all time, and I had them again for the first time in years, and they didn't taste that good anymore.
Yeah, they're kind of
they're like flat. Bland. Yeah, yeah.
There's not a lot of business there, but I still like the basic taste of it.
When I was a kid, that was like my jam, and yeah, they're very flavorless. Here's another thing everybody loves that I don't like.
What?
That's supposed to be a delicious dessert. The Frosties at Wendy's. Those things suck. They taste like diet chocolate. They're fucking gross. And like people love those goddamn things.
They do?
Yeah, I don't know them.
What about the just your basic swirl from a McDonald's? Those are good.
Like a milkshake?
Well, they
all like the hot fudge sundae.
The swirly, just regular vanilla.
Like on a cone?
Yeah.
Yeah, a swirl. What do you call those? Soft serve.
That's very good.
Soft serve is always fun.
The classic at McDonald's is the hot fudge.
And they have a good milkshake.
I had the soft serve for kids on Halloween one time. I just pulled the nozzle and stuck their stupid faces under it until they got brain freeze and I kicked them and I told them to get a job. I want to see how many details I could add to that.
Yeah.
You ever see Marlon Wayans do his
nope.
His Halloween guy that answers the door. He's the worst guy in the world that answers the door at Halloween.
Just says every terrible thing you say
so
to
gross.
Children.
He's so gross.
Mm. What is it? What does he do?
I can't remember. I was just, I don't know why I brought it up. I just remember he does it.
Well, I hope you got the right Wayans.
Yeah.
I did. It's Marlon.
It could be any number of people.
I know it's Marlon.
In the Wayans family.
So many.
I've never seen Marlon do stand-up, but I've seen Sean do stand-up, and I've seen Damon do stand-up. But I've never seen Marlon do stand-up.
My favorite, Damon Jr. He's my favorite of the whole bunch.
He's the newest.
But he doesn't count. He's not a Wayans brother. He's just
right about
in the
that,
Wayans.
But he's like so looks like his dad, and is so it's. I think he's crazy talented.
I don't know much of his work.
He was just on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He was on a show called Happy Endings that I enjoyed.
What are you doing?
Yeah, for those.
No, just waiting for cake.
For those of you at home, Doug keeps sitting back and then leaning in to talk like we're at some sort of a Senate court hearing
or
something.
That's what it's like.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I really try to be sensitive to like when I'm making gross mouth noises and eating noises. Like I really, when I'm not talking on the show, I get away from the microphone. Otherwise, next thing you know, I'm just like chomp, chomp, chomp. And it's not fun to listen to, really.
I chew into the microphone on my podcasts often.
Why?
Because I don't care. You're getting the goddamn thing for free. The little money I make off of it. You know, what do I got to do? Everything here? Give me a fucking break.
Is it a food podcast?
No.
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 I just eat.
It's just movies sometimes.
It works out. You have food and a podcast to do. Why do you have to?
Yeah, I guess you don't have to.
Why do you have to divide them up like that?
Just drink into it. You know, it's just like, what do you want from me? You know?
Chips.
Actually, now I'm making some money off of it. I probably should stop doing that. Because we started doing a Patreon, so I got to stop.
Yeah, you don't want to drive people away with your chewing.
No, I don't,
People have, they have a fear of it.
Like it's like a weird phobia to hear it?
Yes.
I remember I was doing the Opie and Anthony radio show once, and one of their interns at the time had a cotton ball phobia. And like, so they did a thing with the intern where it was like, we're going to bring in all these cotton balls and like see what you can deal with, like how can you know?
Oh, that's awful for that person.
Well, she agreed to it. It wasn't like they dumped cotton balls on her as a surprise, or she was like, yeah, I'll do it. But man, it was crazy. She was freaking out. Freaking out.
Well,
they were snakes.
Yeah, that's the same kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, snakes is a rational fear.
People are scared of the weirdest things.
They're so scared. People that will never see a snake in their lives are scared of them. That's not rational.
I'm terrified of them. But I'm saying if you put snakes in front of me, I'd be like, yeah, it will bite me and I'll die from it.
A cotton ball.
I don't know if this statistic changes ever, but, you know, public speaking is still number one fear people have. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
Death, snakes, sharks, and you're afraid of giving a little talk.
But what they should do for your cotton ball lady? They should get the people who they have that weird eating disease where they'll eat fiberglass and shit.
Ugh.
You know that thing? Cotton balls, people will eat them. So if she's scared of them, they get themselves together. They see some cotton balls. The lady eats them. The other lady's happy.
That's a good point.
You see? So she doesn't have to be... If any cotton balls come up, the other lady eats them.
She. I think her line, in fact, oddly enough, I think the line that she drew was she wouldn't put one in her mouth. Yeah. She was like... Like
so
I'm
maybe she wouldn't
like,
want to watch somebody do it either.
She'd be happy it wasn't by her.
Maybe.
She was...
How far away is this person?
Very close.
Within
what if she
distance?
Suddenly spit it across the room?
She can't. It's too light.
Whoa, you get it all wet. It could probably fly.
Now they oh, kind of fall apart.
Like, I just, like, I don't, I, you know, I get what, I get, I mean, I obviously wouldn't freak out about the idea of it, but a cotton ball in your mouth is not pleasant in any way.
It's not pleasant. I don't understand being terrified of it. You know, it's just
what
like,
would swallowing it be like?
That'd it would
be,
suck.
That'd be gross.
You'd probably choke. Dude.
Choke on it.
I mean, it absorbs moisture. So
why don't they tell you to not eat them like they tell people to not put Q-tips in there too far into their ears?
I don't think anybody's putting a cotton ball in their mouth for any reason, so unless I'm wrong.
Unless they're those people.
Well, why would they? Well, I guess the ear thing makes more sense. Look at this.
But I've what eaten Q-tips.
Danielle
I can't see. What is it?
Spoiling us with the deliciousness.
Oh, look at that.
You take as long as you... Oh, man.
We didn't even guess close.
No, we had none of those words.
We went real basic. We were like, chocolate.
Nobody even said raspberries.
With raspberries.
Yeah.
What a beautiful presentation, too, yes. With the powdered sugar and the little leaf in the middle.
Is it mint? Let me guess.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
Lord, good mercy. What? I'm going to get it wrong every time. That's going to be my catchphrase.
Yeah, that's not your thing. Your catchphrase is getting the catchphrase wrong every time.
You should create a show, though, where the main character every episode goes, well, I'll be a son of a bitch anyway. You know? That'd be fun.
Oh, this is the stuff, man. This is
Do
one
you guys
of
have
my...
forks?
No, actually. That'd be nice.
Forks.
I was just going to start just harking on it. Just
now look at, I can have this one, too, huh? I just can't have the bottom.
Flour in it.
Oh, just in the thing in the middle?
Yeah.
Well, you know how I look at it? I don't have that celiac thing, so it shouldn't bother me, right?
I wish I would have known. I would have made you like all kinds of special stuff.
No. I don't want anyone making anything special.
That's wonderful.
Let me taste it.
Now, tell me how...
Ooh, is that good? It's not too sweet, right, Doug?
Yeah.
Right.
Tell me, I'm going to try to describe it. Tell me if I do a good job, because whenever I watch food shows, I'm like, would I be good at that when they describe the food?
Okay.
So I'm going to try to.
Go for it. First, you got to smell it real good.
It's very good. It's like a lighter apple cake. The pears aren't quite as sweet and dense as apple slices would
be. That's
true. And there's also a creaminess to it, so it has a bit of a cheesecake consistency. But a pound cake flavor. That was pretty good, right?
Yeah. I think this sugary roof really keeps the party contained.
I mean, these things are doing pirouettes on my tongue. I like it.
Wow. Now, maybe you should be a food writer.
Yeah.
That's some good analogy right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whoops.
Oh, it's not a party unless something this drops. It's okay.
This is all layered.
Yes.
Good Lord.
It's
My
not...
My sweet boneless Lord.
My sweet boneless.
What was it, Dana Gould? You just say, my sweet boneless Jesus, this is good.
Boneless.
Yeah, this is all layered.
So it's like...
It takes a long time
think
to
think of it. The... Yeah, it was the better part of my day, and I loved it. I mean, it's okay. I have fun doing it, you know. But it's like the pears cut in these really thin slices and then spiraled all on the bottom. And then I pour this ridiculous, like, custardy almond filling all on top, and then it just bakes all into the pear slices. This is actually, this could be my favorite dessert, possibly.
I think it's a really good one. This is... But we always say is we always like when it's just not so sweet, you know, when it's just got.
Well, if you taste the pears alone, there's almost no sweetness to them,
mm-hmm.
So they don't overpower the cake.
Very good.
What if
you should both be food writers?
What if I was a food writer? I liked everything, but I described it wrong. Uh-huh. I'd be like, it's got, like, the pears have no flavor, which is nice because then it doesn't get in the way of the obnoxiousness.
Yeah. The other stuff. This cake is obnoxious.
So you ate it? No, I love it. I love it. You're right.
It was a good thing, wasn't it? Didn't it come across like that?
God, I can't say. I better not eat anymore, but... Ooh, this is good stuff. See, now this is where I say you should just open up a little
raspberry into a bite and get that all going on.
With it? Yeah, I didn't do it with. I did it separate. Mm-hmm. Are raspberries in season
get
right now?
Get those flavors together.
Well, strawberries are beginning to be, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Joe's going to murder us with a perfect bite.
What do you say about that? Let's take a bite, and then this is the last bite. This is going to have everything together, and this is going to be your final report.
I have to describe it again, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
This part, because you got the whole thing now.
Somebody new just showed up to the party. Raspberry. And that's a spirit I've been looking for all night.
Oh, that's the spirit.
Now, finally, a game changer.
Finally. That's the spirit I've been looking for.
The raspberry does flip it completely on its, like, ear.
It does. It flips it right on its old
pear. Did you try it with
pear.
With raspberry? Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, it's like that. The tartness of it as a whole.
Yeah, I was just sitting there watching, and I was like, you know what? I bet you she put those there for a reason.
And then you did it together.
So eat one, yeah.
All right, now, Doug, just eat the mint leaf by itself.
Yes, let's see where that takes me.
Every garnish you should be able to eat every bit of garnish. So you could chew on the mint leaf.
What about candles? Can you?
Would a candle be garnishing food? I hope not. Well,
but even like parsley? Nice. Parsley was...
Yeah.
Like,
there was parsley on the tapenade, which was meant to kind of cut through all of the really strong flavors.
That's interesting. All right. Yeah,
also,
usually...
Parsley helps with breath, and so does mint.
And digestion, right?
And digestion, yes.
This shit's really minty.
Does it taste still like leaf, though?
Yeah.
But except with mint in it?
You've never eaten a mint leaf?
No.
I can go downstairs.
No, sorry. I didn't know you were talking to me. No, I'm okay. I didn't think he was really going to do it.
I don't mind it.
I was just making a joke.
I'm going to try some with a raspberry.
It's not that big of a challenge.
I'm going to stuff a raspberry with mint leaf.
Yeah, it's not like a...
It's a poppy thing.
I know. I just don't have a desire to eat a mint leaf.
I'll get that sweet taste, but then I'll walk away with a nice breath.
Yeah.
You should put that in the apple teeny.
Mmm.
Oh, full circle.
What do you think? Together? Goes good.
Doesn't matter.
It's like a raspberry with a piece of leaf in the middle of it.
This was very good.
Well, we got to wrap this up because this has been an epic length episode.
Joe DeRosa, do you have anything to plug?
My podcast that I chew into. I don't often do that, so listen to them. We'll see you in hell on HeadGum. Emotional Hangs on Feral. And follow me on Instagram, Joe DeRosa Comedy.
What about that TV show you're on?
Better Call Saul? Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'm coming back or not. So, you know, it's all kind of very secret until... But I was in the first three seasons.
I feel like
you think
are.
That if you were going to not be on it, they'd have to kill you first.
Because I read about it.
You know, you would think.
You should get mixed up in some stuff.
I read about it just to see because, you know, I haven't seen it. So, anyway, from what I read, you're coming back.
You read about... Where did you read about this?
I read some.
His character's not dead.
That says you're recurring. So to me, recurring is coming back.
No, I am recurring.
Well, you already recurred.
But I've been in the first three seasons. They're about to start, I guess, doing the fourth. So I don't know yet.
They keep it secretive, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be part of it for the fourth. So it's weird. A weird thing to... it's a hard thing to plug.
His character that they'll have to go to at some point during the season... Unless it goes off in a really weird direction, you know, if they left town, but I don't think they can leave town. They got to stay there.
Yeah,
to work into the plot line of Breaking Bad.
I would think so. Yeah, so
I'm excited about all of it. I think it's amazing television, and I'm glad you're a part of it.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for having me on this. This was very fun. It was really nice meeting you, Karen.
Me too.
Doug, always great. Very nice meeting you. Thanks for the delicious food, Aristotle.
Yeah, let's do all of your plugs again one more time. That's not how.
That's how it sounds like he's going
to
do it.
He's saying goodbye to everybody. But what's all your info again for people to find you?
Twitter and Instagram. I make yummy food. There's underscores in between the words on Instagram and no spaces in between on Twitter. I like to make it hard to find me. I don't know why I did that. I make yummy food, and I also have a Facebook page for my food blog called Serving Up Joy.
And you, and that's how you can find you to have some classes or cater.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Serving Up Joy is what you did today.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's my whole, that's my deal in life.
It was wonderful.
That's what I like to do.
Very, very happy food times.
Yay. And, delicious.
I'm so glad you guys liked it.
Do you have anything to plug?
No. I mean, Martha and Snoop is on. Second season. I think we're on.
It's a few episodes in?
Yeah, about four.
Do you act on it?
Who's your favorite guest so far?
Is it your show?
I write on it.
You write on it?
Yeah.
What's the show?
Martha and Snoop's Potluck Dinner Party.
Oh, Martha and Snoop. Oh, shit.
Were you thinking of Who Was Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
No, I honestly didn't understand the second word of Snoop.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
why I said, are you on it? Like, I didn't know. Oh. Like, I don't know. I didn't know what the show was. But then when you said Snoop, I was
it's called Martha Can't Poop.
No. Yeah.
Martha Scoop.
Yeah. So that's in another season. And who's been on it? I said your favorite just because it's probably easier to remember the one you liked the most.
I did like when P. Diddy was on.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, nice. P. Diddy and Usher were on the same one together, and they were pretty funny together.
Okay.
Yeah. And I Post Malone. I didn't know him really before. I'd heard his songs, and I kind of didn't know who he was. I didn't know it was him. And then now I really love to listen to Post Malone a lot.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice.
I'll be at the doing stand-up at Cafe Istanbul in New Orleans, Louisiana, this coming Sunday at 4:20. And lots of shows coming up all over the place. DougLovesMovies.com for all of my touring information. It's like information, but like way cooler. Who wants some information?
I like that.
Yeah, Information Nation, y'all.
You got really cool.
All right. For everybody here, including Aristotle and Katie Money, we miss you. Bon appetit, mother effers.
Snow peas, brie cheese, our plates are clean. We dined with Doug and Karen.
I like Donnie's dog and mommy.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.